This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tell you what. Fun little sports day last night, Keith.
Sure was.
Pretty good sports weekend.
Yeah.
Despite the Celtics.
Took a bath on the ponies, though.
Not in action, yeah.
Took an absolute bath.
Luxor Cafe, I never really quite saw in the screen, I feel like.
No.
Down the stretch.
Maybe still running.
I never quite saw the seven. I was looking for it. Never saw the seven horse. Who were you going with?
I went Sandman, but my wife went with Burnham Square. It's more, like a longer shot.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think they
had that one properly pegged.
I think it did all right. I think Sandman is just like brutal.
Yeah, so that
tough go
didn't go great. And, you know, there were no Celtics or Bruins this weekend. You had some Red Sox losses mixed in.
What happened to the Bruins?
But some entertaining, I thought, football and hockey. I didn't watch a ton of Dallas on Saturday night. I watched a lot of Winnipeg last night.
Oh, yeah, that was crazy.
Because I wanted to see Monty choke, which happened. That was great.
Yeah.
2 minutes left. They give up two goals in regulation. They lose in double overtime.
They have 2 seconds at the end.
Well, that's true. So that was tremendous to watch him gag all over himself. On the heels of Allmark doing the same. That was enjoyable.
Sure.
So I watched that. I watched, Cavs and Pacers game one. I watched Warriors and Rockets game seven. Since we played the Warriors clip there, you might look up and see the final margin in that game and think it was not a competitive game. That was a tight game down the stretch before Golden State kicked it into high gear. The final margin was 14. It was up to 20 at one point. But that was a well-played, tight game where Golden State pulled away. The remaining field now out west, Keith, is, if the Celtics get to the finals, you're facing one of these. You're getting Curry and Butler and the Warriors.
Right.
You're getting OKC with SGA, who they've been waiting, it feels like, for like 2 weeks, waiting for their next round matchup. You get Jokic or you get Anthony Edwards. Like, that's who you're getting in the NBA Finals.
Yeah, you're not getting Luka Doncic and Kyrie.
Nope.
You're not getting a rematch with any of those guys. You're also not getting LeBron and Doncic.
Nope.
You're not getting that.
You're not getting choking James Harden, who I stupidly bet on Saturday.
No, I mean, it's pretty amazing because you have the two of the up-and-coming stars in the league, if they're not already there, in SGA and Edwards. Two guys that haven't won yet but are already getting like propped up like they have in a way. And then two other guys that have won. And in the case of Curry, a guy who's won a bunch, or a guy in Jokic that couldn't defend the title a year ago, but is still the best player in the world. And that would probably be maybe the biggest surprise to come out of the West, but whatever. They're in the second round, and they got a guy like Jokic, so I think they always have a chance. But yeah, no matter who you get, it's going to be a hell of a series.
So to me, and trust me, if it's not the Thunder, I think the Celtics beat all those teams. I think the Celtics beat Minnesota. I think they beat Denver.
Warriors, yes. I know you've been high on them. Or like if it's them, that means they also beat the Timberwolves and they beat the Thunder.
I would pick the Celtics head-to-head with the Warriors, but I think after OKC, that's the team I would want to face the least.
I think the Celtics would beat them. Against the Warriors would be off the charts. Just to see Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry.
Shifting on that a little bit?
I'm not shifting on it, but I don't like how close they're getting.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I don't like that they're even there.
Because you said before you weren't worried about them, but you're like, it's round one. They still have so far to go.
The Rockets were going to beat them.
They could have lost in game seven.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, fair point.
I just think it's those two guys. You're eyeballing them.
Okay.
I'm taking a look at it.
Okay, good. You're starting to pay attention over there.
Yeah. I'm taking a look.
Look, I just think the West illustrates what I've been saying all year. You're never going to get as easy of a road as you had ever again as you had last year. And already the teams lined up in the finals, as you just said, they're all better than Luka and Kyrie and the crap-ass five-seed Mavs from a year ago. Already all those teams are better than that. And my guess is you're on a collision course with OKC, who won 68, 69 games, whatever it was.
Nice.
One nicer than the other.
Nice.
And had, like, you know, borderline historic scoring margin advantages that align with the Celtics from a year ago.
Yeah, they're so great.
That's a real opponent. The Warriors are a real opponent. Denver's won it before. You know, Minnesota, what were they? Minnesota was the sixth seed, so that's a lower
seed. They're
sixth seed,
but they looked really impressive against LeBron.
And they were in the Western Conference Finals a year ago. Yeah. Like, to me, I guess that'd be the closest team to Dallas, if you're asking me.
Yeah, right.
But you're going to have a harder path. Now, saying that, the Pacers might do you a favor and knock out Cleveland.
They might, although you want the Pacers?
I'd rather have the Pacers than Cleveland.
So would I. I mean, I think Cleveland's really good. I think they're still going to win the series. This is just a little bit of a game one setback for them. But the Pacers are tough, and we even said that last year. I mean, they made it to the Eastern Conference Finals, even though it was sort of a down year.
Well, yeah.
Like, they were there. They emerged.
They were there, and they would have been a lot tougher if their best player played the whole series.
Correct.
Which is what we saw with all these teams right. A year ago. But, no, I think the Cavs could push the Celtics six or seven games. They've matched up well with the Celtics. They split with them this year. Mitchell's a killer at the end of these games, so I think the Cavs would be a more difficult matchup. I don't mean to dismiss Indy. I early in the year, I know Terp was a big fan of Indy. We could ask him about it when he's in for Pure Hoops, High Noon on Wednesday.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think he cooled on Indy a little bit, but, you know, that's a balanced team. If Halliburton's locked in, and he was last night, big three, big defensive play, where he got a run out going the other way to kind of seal things last night. I mean, if Halliburton's going to be locked in without his dad running up to people on the floor.
So, you know what I was wondering? Is he allowed at Cleveland games? He's not allowed at Indiana,
ooh,
but could he
point.
Go to all the road games?
I think he's going to sit the rest
maybe
of the
game. Maybe lay low.
But good point. Is he technically allowed
to go
to
all
the
road
games?
Yeah.
Just buys his way in?
Yeah.
Buys a ticket?
Yeah, why not?
I mean, if he does that, he's probably allowed in there. Yeah, it's just the Indiana games that he was asked
he's
to stay away
from. He's
not
allowed to be at the old field house there.
But no, I think Indy would be doing the Celtics a favor, although
yes.
For everybody who says, you know, the Celtics were better off for being tested in round one against Orlando, and I think they were. I think it would be it'd be an easier series for the Celtics, but it would be a disservice from a championship standpoint to get Indy in an Eastern Conference final than it would be to get a real test with Cleveland in an Eastern Conference final.
Yeah, I mean, if this year they
I want them pushed.
If they end up going New York, Cleveland, Oklahoma City, it'd be the opposite. It'd be like, that's the toughest road.
Yeah.
I know they match up well with the Knicks, but the Knicks still with the star players over there. It's the three seed, and they're healthy. There's no injuries. Cleveland potentially could be the same thing. Then it'd be the reverse. It'd be like, wow, that was the toughest matchups all the way, and assuming health, the best players all the way. But, you know, I think the Pacers are tough, which means, like, it'll be a longer series than expected with Cleveland. But I still think Cleveland's going to end up moving on. That's the series we'll get.
Yeah, I will say, and you're the Garland guy between the two of us.
Garland's a good player.
They didn't have Darius Garland last night. They lose.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, maybe he's a more important player, at least in that matchup, than I give him credit for. I think Cleveland should beat Indy with or without Darius Garland.
Yeah, I agree.
But one game in, I guess I'm proven wrong on that. So you can jump in. The Celtics and their path, who's the toughest remaining team? Whether it's Cleveland in the Eastern Conference already down 0-1 or one of those teams out west, 617-779-7937.
Oh, I'm surprised by this. Terp just put up on, you can see it on Twitch or YouTube, the series odds. The Timberwolves are -175 to win the series over the Warriors. I'm a little surprised by that.
I mean, Golden State was plus money against Houston.
Yeah, but then they beat them. And no, they weren't.
Oh, no, you're right.
Houston no, Golden was State was favored.
I had that back. Yeah, so you're right. That is weird.
So I'm a little surprised by that just because you're like, it's Curry in the playoffs, you know? Like,
yeah, why is that? Is that a rest thing? Minnesota's just fresher? Why is that?
I don't know.
That is surprising.
Buying opportunity or sucker's bet?
Ooh.
I don't know.
Houston ended up being a sucker's bet.
Yeah, Houston was. Although I'm surprised. So I picked Houston at the start of the series, and then after the first few games, you're like, yeah, Golden State's going to win. But credit to Houston for seven games.
No, they made that a series for
Udoka
sure.
Udoka's the best coach in the league.
He is, I would go Spoelstra, but he's up there. Yeah.
How does Spoelstra's team
do? Well, who does Spoelstra have?
Who does Udoka have?
Udoka's got more players than Spoelstra.
Spoelstra's got an Olympian. What are you talking about?
Van Vliet's an NBA champion.
Bam Adebayo's an NBA champion. Oh, no, he's not. No, he's not. He's an NBA finalist.
Yeah,
he's been in the finals.
I'd rather have a champion.
Yeah. You don't want Tyler Hero?
No, not really. Perks would make it his case all day long that Durant should go to the Rockets. That would be an interesting big picture proposition.
Yeah, they could use somebody.
I'm mostly out on Durant. That's actually a pretty good fit. You just wonder if they're on to a good thing and they don't need to bring in a player with baggage like that.
Yeah, true.
But separate story for a separate day.
Mm-hmm. Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40.
period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
When it comes to Jason Tatum and this series, Keith, is this a series where he keeps it rolling from Orlando? People say, hey, the Magic made Tatum angry. You don't want angry Tatum. You got angry Tatum, and this is what you get. Does he keep that rolling out of the Orlando series? Do we see someone else emerge? I feel like this has the potential to be a massive Porzingis series.
I think it could be a big Porzingis series. I agree. He played in two of the four games against the Knicks during the regular season, and he put up great numbers. He was like 25 points a game, give or take. Tatum dominated the Knicks this year, and I think that he will. And he really, after the wrist injury, he came out and had these monster scoring games. Four games against the Knicks during the regular season, 33.5 points, 7 boards, 7 assists. Shot the ball really well. He was 48% from three. So, yeah, I think this is going to be a big Tatum series. I could see Porzingis loving it, going up against his former team, one of his former teams, the team that drafted him and then traded him away. I could see him loving the back and forth between like being the villain on the road, then going crazy at home for the fans. Like I think a lot, it lines up well for a lot of the top guys in the Celtics.
I think it's a good series to get Porzingis going. He doesn't have to be the best player on the floor, but this is a good series to get Porzingis going. And he's always a risk to get hurt and have a setback and not make it through the series. But he was so up and down, mostly down against Orlando, that this feels like a good matchup to get him going. He should have open looks.
Yeah.
He has extra motivation going against New York, wants to show out if he has any animosity against that organization for moving on from him.
What
so,
the f*** did they do? Who the f*** is this? Who the f*** is Tingus Pingus?
It's important to get
big
him going
Tingus Pingus series
in this series, because if they can't get him going here, I'm going to start to wonder if they can get him going. And you mentioned Holiday earlier. I'm surprised Holiday went from not doing anything to now fully cleared
full
and ready
go.
To go. Like, I'm surprised by that. Yeah, it's not a bad thing.
I know.
That surprises me.
Yeah, I thought he might be, like, questionable leading up to it or whatever, but just removed altogether from the injury report. So whether they're playing games with it or like, before, or they're being fully truthful, I don't know what's going on.
And
but
I don't think they would rush him back if he wasn't ready. Like, I don't think they look at it and go, we need this guy on the floor for New York. In fact, quite the opposite.
No, you don't.
So my guess is, if anything, they were holding him back a little bit more than they needed to at the end of the Orlando series.
So that makes me feel a little bit better.
And now they get him full go, because that was one I was concerned about. Like, if he's not out there, can you repeat? And if he's not 100%, can you repeat? And if he's in and out of the lineup and dealing with a nagging thing, a hamstring injury, which is nothing to sneeze at.
I mean, you could make the case between this series and the next one, he's as high as your third most important player, right? I mean, he was awesome last year in the conference finals specifically, but he was great the whole time and was one of the main reasons why they were different last year than they were the year before. This year, it does feel like it's going to be a little bit of a tougher road. And if you're talking about Jalen Brunson this round, Donovan Mitchell the next round, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander the round after that, like you need Jrue Holiday.
And it's another body to mix in.
Yeah.
Because Jalen's going to get a lot of those guys defensively, but it's another body to mix in to, you know, throw people at guys like Jalen Brunson or Donovan Mitchell in the next round, as you highlighted. 617-779-7937. All your Celtics and Knicks predictions. Series gets underway tonight, game one at TD Garden. We're talking about it all day long here on WEEI. And on the way next, Rich Keyes saw Thunderbolts over the weekend. We have a spoiler-free review of Thunderbolts coming your way next.
You drafted this kid, you stupid mother you.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.